Good morning, Evan.
Good morning, Roy.
Lots happening out there this week.
Yeah, kind of an odd bunch of news over the past week or two.
Well, what was really interesting, I thought, and maybe you can clear it up for me, but what the heck is happening with this flip-flopping on the passport regulations?
Oh, isn't it craziness? How any person who's traveling could understand whether they needed a passport or not now, I don't know how. The government just can't seem to make a decision and stick with it on what passports will be required for and when. Now, the first thing we should tell your listeners is anything passports are required for today, they will still be required for. Get that right out of the way. But where the confusion comes in is what's called the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative, which is a post-9/11 policy where eventually you'll need a passport to go from the U.S. to Canada, Mexico, Caribbean, Bermuda. But now that the government is done, they keep changing the rules, and the latest proposed rules change, and that's what makes it more infuriating, is it's still just a proposed rules change, is that the deadline for cruise passengers traveling to the Caribbean, Bermuda, Mexico, Western Hemisphere destinations would be January 1st, back to 2009. So there is there's no telling what's really going to happen. This is... it's attached to a bill in Congress right now that hasn't been passed. So the previous rule had been, everybody had been expecting that cruise passengers traveling to the Caribbean would need passports starting January 8th, 2007.
Right.
You know, less than 6 months from now.
Exactly.
And now the rule that's attached to Congress is now saying it won't be until 2009. And then in addition, there's another little asterisk that was put in that rule saying that there may be some as-yet-undetermined passport or identity card.
Called a pass card, I think they're
yeah,
calling it.
Yeah, that's right. That would be cheaper than a passport, and it would be good only for U.S. citizens to go to these destinations like the Caribbean. But that, of course, that idea has just come up. It's brand new. No details are known about it or whether it will be a reality or if or when or whatever. So the advice to people who are traveling on cruises next year is, you might not need a passport to go to the Caribbean, but a passport is still the best form of identity you can have, so you should get one anyway, so you can forget about all this nonsense.
Well, the thing is, this pass card they're talking about, is it, in your interpretation, is this also good for airlines as well?
No, that has not been specified, so you can't tell. Like, whether it would be good for air travel to the Caribbean, I don't know. I imagine the answer is no, because it seems that they're... you know, holding air travel to a kind of a separate standard than they are to land travel. But again, we don't know for sure.
Right, so we just need to stay posted and see what happens with that, because it's very confusing. But as you say, the important thing is, for Pete's sake, if you're going to do any traveling of any sort, get yourself a passport. No big deal.
Well, and that's right, and heavens forbid, let's say that this proposed rule change doesn't go into effect and it turns out that you will need a passport on January 8, 2007. If you've waited till, you know, November to try and go get it, you're going to be potentially in a little bit of trouble getting it in time.
And miss your cruise by chance. Some
exactly,
possibility.
The possibility exists.
Now, it was interesting to see that celebrities, marketing people, got themselves into a bit of trouble with Hawaii.
Yeah, they did. That was kind of an amusing story. Basically, the celebrity cruises marketing people put together a nifty promo about celebrity cruises to Hawaii, an ad. And in this ad, though, what they did to get themselves in trouble is feature a picture of King Kamehameha, who's the revered historical king of Hawaii before it was part of the United States, holding a glass of champagne. And it's kind of funny. And the best way to describe it, I guess, to people who aren't Hawaiian is it'd be kind of like if somebody were trying to shill used cars by showing a picture of George Washington holding a glass of champagne,
right.
You know?
Right, right.
It's just a little bit culturally insensitive, and so in order to diffuse the furor, which whatever they did, of course they pulled the ads, but they also promised that all of their marketing people would be sent to cultural sensitivity training on Hawaii so they'd understand better the culture they're trying to market.
Right, and Dan Hanrahan apparently said, I'm deeply sorry that our ads offended so many people. It was never our intention to do this, and you know, it's amazing, but one has to be a little careful with, you know, there's a lot of sensitivities out there, especially with what we've done to Hawaii over the early years.
Yes, the past history, the early U.S. days in Hawaii are not one of the bright spots on our United States heritage, that's for sure.
Yeah, that is definitely for sure. Now, there's a couple of cruise lines are beginning to join the new cell phone parade, as you put it.
Well, that's right. Carnival announced a couple of weeks ago that they're going, making cell phones usable fleet-wide. Holland America announced, actually Crystal just announced as well, that they're doing the same thing.
Right.
And Holland America is really going quick about it. They're saying that the service is available in the Volendam today, but it'll be available on their entire fleet by March 2007, which is some impressive speed right there, considering that it's somewhat sophisticated to get cell coverage throughout a ship.
And I guess it's the same company, the C-Mobile, or that are handling it for both.
That's right. Well, since they're Carnival Corp ships, it's no surprise that the same company is handling it for both. And it's all part of, actually, MTN, which people who go on ships, you usually see a big round radome on top saying MDN.
Right.
MTN is Maritime Telecommunications Network, the people who are already providing the onboard Internet access. So it's a logical offshoot for them.
Now,
and for people who are curious... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Roy.
No, I was just going to say... I think you were going to... How does this really work? Is
that... Great minds think alike. That's exactly where I was going. It's essentially... what they're all doing is offering service on GSM cell phone networks. GSM is the biggest worldwide standard for cell phone networks. And, for example, here in the U.S., people whose cell phones naturally work on this would be customers of Singular, customers of T-Mobile, some customers of the former AT&T Wireless, and some others as well, Altel, I believe, some other of the regional carriers. But for customers who have a GSM-compatible cell phone, they can just walk on the ship, and it's going to work. And it'll work, though. The pricing will be as if you were, you know, in another country, which in essence you are.
Or a roaming charges, I
That's
guess,
right.
as they would stand. Yeah.
That's right. International roaming charges, which I've seen to be somewhere between $1 and $1.50 a minute for those calls. So nothing to be jabbing with, you know, Aunt Matilda about for hours and hours, but still nice to be able to be in touch.
But I always thought the idea of a cruise was to get away from it all.
Well, we've discussed this in the past, and I totally agree with you. I want to be I personally want to be away from it all, but I also want to have the peace of mind knowing that no catastrophe has happened back in the office that I don't know about.
Yeah, that's exactly true. Especially for someone that travels as much as you do.
That's right. That's a benefit for me. Although, yeah, I can easily see people being annoyed with the idea. You know, sitting at dinner in a cruise line, you know, upscale alternative restaurant, having people's cell phone rings, that would be bad.
Yeah, I just hope they're not those ones with the two-way things that beep and back, and people have it on speaker, and you're listening to two people have this conversation while you're trying to enjoy your Chateaubriand or something.
I am happy to report that the Nextel protocol will not work on these networks.
Wonderful. That's probably the best news of the day so
far. There
you
go.
Now, interesting that they've unveiled a statue to Samuel Cunard in Halifax.
Well, and most people don't realize, you know, Samuel Cunard, obviously the founder of the current day Cunard line, actually the Halifax native. So he is Mr. Cunard was a Canuck from the beginning,
right.
built up quite a business empire up there, and it's only fitting that they've unveiled a statue to him on the waterfront. And in fact, it was done very nicely when the Queen Mary II was in town. So Carol Marlowe, the president of Cunard Line, was there, among others, other dignitaries, to unveil the statue and honor Mr. Cunard, who he really first introduced steamships to the North Atlantic in the 1840s. So, you know, he started it all.
And what was interesting is that his great 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 grandsons were there, which is that's a lot of greats.
You're sure you have the right number of greats in there?
As I was studying to repeat it, I was wondering, gee, I wonder if I was stuttering here. Anyway, that's great. I mean, it's always nice to see people honored for what they've done, whether it's in the way of statues or whatever. The man was on to the right thing.
Yeah, he sure was. I mean, he started it all, and you know, Cunard lives to this day and is a spectacular cruise line. I'm sure he would be delighted to see what's going on now with Cunard.
Now, tell us what happened with Star Princess. I understand the passengers were forced to disembark for a security check in Canada?
You know what? You know how you just watch the news nowadays and you hear about airport terminals being evacuated because somebody left their, you know, lunch sacks somewhere,
right,
and abandoned it?
Right.
It's exactly the same kind of a situation. So they're reporting that the Star Princess was up in St. John's, and three suspicious packages were found on board. So three lunch sacks, I guess. And as a result, all the passengers were told they had to get off the vessel while crews searched it. They did a sweep of the entire vessel and found nothing. No surprise. I guess, you know, if I wanted to be positive, I'd say better safe than sorry. If I wanted to be my usual cynical self, I'd say, oh, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
But either way, nothing was found, and the ship sailed without incident just 3 hours late. And an interesting tidbit, of course, is the Star Princess is the one where last year Chinese citizens were found hidden on the ship when it docked in St. John trying to sneak into the country. So I guess you can understand that the authorities in St. John are on edge.
Right, and better safe than sorry these days, because you make one little mistake and, boy, it hits the papers and you really get criticized for
That's right.
Now, there was another interesting note that two cruise passengers were jailed in Bermuda after a fight.
Yeah, this is, I guess you'd say, this is the ultimate ugly American story, right?
Yeah.
Where a couple of guys sailed over to Bermuda on the Crown Princess, and then a third guy, another American, don't know whether he was on the cruise or not, but a third American, was beaten up by these two fellows who were on Norwegian Crown. This is, you know, late at night outside a nightclub. As you know, the ships generally spend one, two, or even three overnights in Bermuda, so people can go out on shore and stay up late in nightclubs and that kind of thing.
Right.
And so these fellows were doing that and had a fight outside a nightclub and were arrested. And actually, they weren't arrested then. This fight occurred, then an investigation happened, and police actually boarded the Norwegian Crown and arrested these two guys. And they had faced the possibility of up to 3 years in prison, but were given 90-day jail terms in Bermuda.
Well, they got lucky on that one.
Well, they did, and their lawyer is appealing the 90-day jail term, but you got to think to yourself that of all the places in the world where you have to spend 90 days in jail, I'll bet you there isn't much nicer than the very high-end Crown Colony of Bermuda.
Yeah, you got that right, but they don't fool around there. You know, they keep that place straight, and there's no messing around. And I guess this is a pretty good example of it.
Yep, that's true.
Well, give us a follow-up on the Aussie who pleaded guilty to the theft on the Sapphire Princess.
Yeah, this was the newly promoted assistant purser on board the Star Princess was arrested in August this year, as you say, on Sapphire Princess, when money had been going missing from the ship's safe. And when the cruise line decided finally to search the staff's staterooms who had access to the safe, they found that this woman had a stash of about $400,000 in a cardboard box at the foot of her bed.
How amazing.
Which is, you know, that's, you expect that to be on Jay Leno's Dumb Criminal Tricks. And at any rate, so she pled guilty, did a plea bargain it down a little bit, and she's going to spend 4 months in jail, including time served, and then be deported from the country, of course, which is certainly a big improvement over the maximum 10-year sentence that she could have been facing.
Amazing. You know, I mean, that's an awful lot of money to keep in a little box at the foot of your bed.
Well, you just got to wonder. It's a shame that you can't. I would love it in our justice system if you could just sit down and ask somebody, you know, what were you really thinking? Just explain it, because we're dying to know.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's like, we'll take 25% off your sentence if you just tell us the truth and make us laugh. It'll be worth it.
And if she was dating anybody, they must have certainly been honest.
I would think so. That's right.
Well, the $400,000 would have been in a bank somewhere. Or
I know. It's like, well, I wonder whether she had any roommates or not. But it's like, you know, what's in this box? Oh, nothing.
Evan, thanks very much. Always a pleasure. We got to run, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Have a great day, Roy.
Thanks. Bye for now.
Bye.